the story is true.
Milwaukee's Hometown Morning Show. Exposing hometown idiots. Dairyland's dumbasses.
Great moment there, dumbass.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am Lieutenant Dave, along with Crime Mistress Doreen.
I have a question, Lieutenant Dave.
Yes.
What is Gino today?
He's a private.
No, okay. He's a potential dumbass.
Right, so that's my question. So if Private Gino gets arrested for climbing into other people's tree houses, will he be featured then?
Oh, absolutely.
The public wants to know.
Yes. Yes, he will be a Dairyland dumbass.
Yes, I want to thank the person who posted that yesterday. Yeah. I think his name is, yes, Ken.
Ken.
Ken, yes, thank you, Ken.
Oshkosh, Wisconsin is where we start today. A man and a woman from Omro are facing felony charges. They were accused of setting up an online sex ad that had men showing up at their neighbor's door. Becky Drake told WLUK-TV Oshkosh, the last 3 weeks have been a nightmare. Men have been coming to her family's home at all hours and banging on the door. She says eventually one of the men showed her an ad which included her identity and graphic sexual details. So she called the police. Omro Police Lieutenant Joe Benoit said that the men who showed up believed it was all consensual. Police tracked the IP address from the ads to this woman, Becky Drake's neighbors, 43-year-old Julie Whitrock and 32-year-old Michael Wills, each faced 7 felonies, including endangering safety. Their public defender did not immediately return a call for comment.
Unbelievable.
I'm glad that's a felony. It should be.
Absolutely.
I mean, no matter how mad you are at your neighbors.
Right.
No matter what they did, you don't place an ad. And especially, it sounds like this woman has a family, and not that it would be any worse or any better another way. City of Delafield, 2 45-year-olds were caught passionately kissing in the back seat of a car, 8:22 p.m.
That doesn't seem like a crime.
Outside the Marcus Hillside Cinema. The couple told police they, quote, decided to make out before seeing the movie. An officer told them to move along or to go inside. Why?
Right, that's not a crime.
You know, here's the thing. In today's current climate, the fact that they're both 45, consenting adults, you know, love was just in the air.
And they weren't indecent, right? That
no,
we know
no,
of?
Not so that we know of.
They were just making out? There's no crime.
City of Delafield, man, there's a couple here. That was one, and then there's another one from the Now publications. A curious German shepherd wandered into the Delafield convenience store without her owner, 6:04 p.m. on Monday night. According to a police report, this was not the first time Ava, the German shepherd, found her way into the store.
Aw, Ava.
Some people who knew the owner volunteered to take the dog home. Not before she wanted a Slurpee.
Right. What is it that she wants? Something in there.
And our final one comes from the Waukesha Freeman. Police responded to a holdup alarm at Buffalo Wild Wings on West Sunset Drive. Management told police that several large boxes of boneless chicken wings had fallen over in the freezer and set off the alarm. Now,
wait, what's the crime?
Well,
no, nothing. They just responded.
Nothing. Well, yeah, they responded to the alarm.
Got it.
Now, the funny part about this is if you know, the comment section, if you read down in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I got to get my rim shot ready. Okay. All right. I got it. So Peter writes, the chicken wings have been taken into custody for questioning. Brian says, must have been that Caribbean jerk. Dean writes in and says, boneless wings? Something about this story doesn't seem to fly. Okay. Ken says, please refer to them by their proper name, bread wings. They have no chicken in them.
Yeah, I agree.
And
like nuggets.
Mark said, no big thing, but a chicken wing. And that is your Dairyland Dumbass Update.